Welcome to Styling It Out with me, Wendy.
And me, Joanne. Am I supposed to say it like, yeah, I'm supposed to... Sorry, no, do it again.
Welcome to Styling It Out with me, Wendy.
And me, Joanne. Because sometimes in life, we don't always get it right, but we're just styling it out, Wendy.
That's right. And I think we spend a lot of our time doing that, don't we?
I like to call it winging it.
Winging it, yeah. I've actually got a jumper with that on the front.
Yeah, that's my motto in life. Right, okay then. Go! Is it just me and Wendy having a chat now?
It's just us. Do you come here often?
So, how's your week been?
Oh, it's been a bit hectic, Wendy. I'm just so busy. Are you at the moment? Everything's going at 100 miles an hour.
I started my Christmas cakes off. Well, I say Christmas cakes, I'm only making one this year because the kids always make one each as well at our friends' event, which actually you're invited to this year, aren't
so
you?
Excited.
Which you're really excited about.
So excited
Christmas
about that
caking.
This year. I feel like I've arrived.
We'll talk about that later. Yeah, you're in the circle.
I'm in the circle.
Well, actually, me making my own cake completely stems from Kelly's Christmas cake event because basically I've got a friend, really, really lovely friend. We met when our children were at school together, and every year she hosts an annual Christmas cake decorating event at her house. So all the kids, there's about 25 kids there, they all get a Christmas cake to ice themselves. And me being the helicopter parent that I am, try to involve myself to make the cakes look pretty, and she goes absolutely ballistic at me and she's like, you will sit on your hands, you are not allowed to touch. I've started making my own. That's, you know, I'll make my own and I'll ice my own.
I can't tell you how excited I am that I have been invited to this event with my children and my husband. I feel like I've arrived. I've watched this event on your Instagram for a good few years now, and it is like it's like a gateway event, isn't it? I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Absolutely. It kicks Christmas off for us every year. And then she does a big buffet afterwards. It's absolutely delicious. With like
does
pot
she do
pies and the sticky sausages.
I was going to say, does she do the sausages? I'm so excited.
I mean, I do like to get excited about a bit of sausage. I made my own Christmas cake on Sunday because it was 2022's official Stir Up Sunday. That was the 20th of November. And then I must have set something off in our youngest because she then came down, having not wanted to be involved remotely, and said, look, I want to make my own cake now. So I was like, okay, well, we're not going to make a Christmas cake, but I'd had some kind of Betty Crocker stuff in the cupboard. So she set about making this confetti cake, made it, baked it, iced it, and then just buggered off upstairs, basically. So Dean walked through. Everything had already been cleared away from the one baking session that I'd had, and then it was completely trashed again. He said, what's happened here? So I said, oh, well, Kitty decided that she wanted to bake a cake, having seen me do Stir Up Sunday, and ta-ta, the confetti cake. Obviously, 50% spit mix, nobody wants to eat it. But he was like, well, the kitchen's trashed again. And I was like, yeah, no. So he shouted her down. He said, Kitty, you can't just leave the kitchen like this. So she came down and she was absolutely distraught that he was making her wipe things down and tidy up a little bit.
You've got a long stretch ahead of you now. How old is she?
12.
Yeah, it was about 19 before mine had looked me in the eye again. So you've got a long stretch ahead of you. Yeah, you've got your hands full with that one.
She started senior school in September, and I found this with Molly, our eldest, where they kind of go on the bus that day as your beautiful 12-year-old daughter, like give you a kiss goodbye as you wave them off onto the bus, and then they get off it just like this completely
Something
different
happens.
Person.
Something happens while they're there.
On that bus. On that first day. And then it's like, don't touch me, don't look at me, don't acknowledge me when my friends are there.
No.
Kind of thing.
Wouldn't want to go back there again.
So I'm feeling really pissed off about the fact that it's getting dark every night at 4 o'clock.
I hate it.
How the hell are we going to survive until March?
I hate it. You know, every year I have like a dip and I get quite depressed in October. And it took me years to work out that it was this dark doing it. And I just feel so trapped inside the house because you can't... Normally in summertime, I'm waving my arms around. Normally in summertime, you can just see out everywhere, can't you? You can see miles and miles out your window. But in winter, the dark just comes in and you're trapped. And I just don't want to do anything. I just want to put my nightie on and watch TV. But there's no bloody TV to watch, is there? What we're watching every night? 4 bloody football matches a night.
Oh, gosh, don't even go there, honestly.
Yeah. So how are we going to get through it? The dark and football.
Well, I think it's important to acknowledge as well that every year, despite being 43 years old, I think, yeah, Christmas, dark nights, but, you know, everything from January will be fine. It's not, because you pack your fairy lights away and then shit really does happen. It really does get real, doesn't it? Because you haven't even got that festive, celebratory. For as stressful as it is, there is an air of excitement around it and seeing people and, you know, as I say, the Christmas decorations, which we clearly love, that all gets packed away and it's so depressing.
I cope better in January because I can physically see that it's getting lighter every night. By the end of January, it's light at 4 o'clock, and by the end of February, it's light at 5 o'clock. Because when I used to work in an office, and I'd leave work and I'd know, I'd be able to tell. The fact that it's getting lighter really helps me. So it's just this stretch. And as soon as you get to the shortest day, is it the 21st? As soon as you get to the shortest day, which is just before Christmas.
Is it really? Yeah. In December?
Yeah, 21st of December.
I don't know all this. I'm learning stuff today.
And it lifts my spirits, and I think the days are getting longer, we're going to do this, and then I can actually feel it. And because my girls' birthdays are both in March, and they were born in the springtime, it's just, I have a whole different mindset after Christmas, once it changes. I start to feel better.
I feel as the spring really drags its heels from January to March, and these last few winters have been quite mild, still absolutely, you know, blue balls freezing, but things have started to pop up, haven't they, like crocuses and daffodils, and trees have blossomed really, really stupidly early and stuff like that. So that's always a good spare on for, you know, we're getting to spring and it's nearly time to eat chocolate for Easter. But on the whole, I'm just like, bloody hurry up now, I want summer, I want barbecues, I want to be in the garden, and everything just looks so dirty and dead, and it just feels like such a long time.
So people that start going at the end of summer, oh, I love autumn, I can't wait to be cosy in autumn, it's horrible, autumn's not nice. I'm looking out my window now and it's raining, it's dark, it's not nice. I'd love to live in a... What I want ideally in this place doesn't exist. I want to live somewhere where it's warm all year, but we don't get dark at 6 o'clock at night. Because, like, when it's warm all year, you're living on the equator, right? So you just have your 12 hours of daylight. Maybe I need to move around. Maybe
where
I need
is
to
it
move.
In the world that doesn't get dark? There is a country in the world that does not get dark.
Ever.
Or is it that it doesn't get light? There must be one of each.
Yeah, it's the North Pole. Well, there'll be somewhere in the South Pole the same, won't there? I would have thought. It just depends on the season. So in summer, it's light all the time and it never gets dark. And in winter, it's dark all the time. As further north you get,
right,
or the further
okay.
south you get.
Okay, well, yeah.
Oh, you're learning all sorts today, aren't you?
I know. I'm going to come out of this as, you know, properly educated. But I think talking about how the dark has an impact on our energy levels, what can we do to kind of top them up and keep them topped up? And
you've got to find little moments of joy. And I invented a little moment of joy this week. I've got a little trick. I keep a bar of chocolate in my glove compartment.
Nice.
So every time I get in the car, I can have a little piece of chocolate. And the thought that it's there makes me happy.
Makes you run to the car.
Just makes me really happy, like, oh, a little treat for Joanne. Joanne's so kind to me. She knows exactly what I like. Just leave a little bar of chocolate. So that's a little bit of joy. When I'm feeling, like, really trapped, I just have to force myself to go out, get out of the house, get some fresh air.
I've got to say, when you were describing earlier about being in Unity and being in bed early and just, you know, not doing anything, that actually really appeals to me.
Yeah, it does me as well.
Especially if you've had a really full-on summer.
At night, that's fine. I don't want to be going out and doing things at night.
No, this is it. And I think I
used to do yoga at 6:30 and I never got there because there was always an excuse. I don't want to go out in the dark.
No,
I want to stay in.
Exactly. Actually, I've learned, especially since COVID, the C word, the dreaded C word, that we do tend to overcommit, especially in December when we were under loads of pressure anyway with the, you know, the constraints and the pressure of Christmas. But I try and keep some weekends free. I try not to overcommit, as in, you know, if we're going out on a Friday, then we're definitely not going to go out on the Saturday or the Sunday, unless we go for lunch maybe on a Sunday in the daytime.
I need to listen to you, Wendy. Yeah. I woke up at 5 o'clock this morning You know me with anxiety. You know, you always get an early morning thoughts from me, don't you?
Yeah.
That's when... Yeah.
Debrief.
Early morning thoughts. This is what I've been thinking about overnight.
This is what I've dreamt about.
Well, first of all, I had the worst anxiety dream ever. And I'm really good at analysing my dreams. I know exactly what it means. I know exactly where it's coming from. Can't really tell you about it yet. But the worst anxiety dream ever. So I woke up in this state of angst. And then I have overcommitted myself from now until Christmas. And I'm feeling guilty that I can't see some people. Because I'm going out with you on some days. And then other people are saying this. And I'm so overcommitted, I'm feeling anxious and guilty and that I'm letting other people down. I can't fit anything more into my diary.
I think it's an easy trap to fall into, but I think what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to be a bit brutal and go through your diary, Jo, and scratch some of it because it's too much and you're just going to run yourself into the ground. And when you get to that point, are you actually enjoying the things that you are doing? No, I don't think you always are. Having said that, the people that haven't made it onto the list, I know, but the people that haven't made it onto the list, you can't want to see them that much or else they'd have been factored in.
I just want to see all the people, and there's too many people that are so far away in different places, and I've basically got 3 weekends
right
to fit it all in.
I know.
I don't want to see like somebody just around the corner. They're all in long... It's a commitment.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a commitment.
Definitely, yeah. Totally agree.
So that was 5 o'clock this morning. I was lying awake stewing. And stress.
I keep waking up in the night feeling like I've lost something or I've forgotten something really, really important at the moment.
Your marbles.
Yeah. No, I think they were lost a long time ago, to be honest. But I'm like, like wake up, like literally panting, thinking what have I forgotten? What have I lost? And then I do a check. I'm like, my kids are in bed. The cats are in. The dogs are downstairs. Yeah, Dean's there. Right. Yeah. And just doing a mental... calculator of everything. Is everything where it needs to be? Yes, everything's where it needs to be. Right, whew, breathe, go back to sleep now, you're fine. And then, every night.
You're trying to do too much, aren't
we? Well, I don't feel as though I am.
Do you know what that is, Wendy? What? Do you know what that is? That's your menopause.
Is it? Let's not even go down that road.
Yeah. We won't even start that. That's one for another day, but I definitely think that's your menopause, waking up with anxious thoughts. Mm, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm not even generally an anxious person. I've never suffered. I've been really, really lucky that I've not suffered with anxiety up until, well, definitely something that I've noticed more in the last 12 months. So you're going to go through your diary and just have a look and see if you can get rid of anybody.
No, I'm not crossing anyone out, but I'm not putting anything else in.
Okay, we'll see about that. Because you have serious FOMO. So if somebody says to you,
I do.
Right, Jo, this has just cropped up. Are you going to be able to make it? You will actually go,
yes,
well,
yes.
I'm busy for 4 days that week. But yeah, do you know what? I'm going to come. You'll do it. I know you will.
I just love Wendy. I just love a drama. I love excitement. And I just love stuff.
I'm over it.
I love doing things.
I am so over it. No. When I get to that point and it starts to build up like that and I start to feel it and feel that drama and having to juggle things, I just kind of like, I'm like a turtle's head. I just retract back in. I'm just like, no, take it all away. Make it stop. And I'd just rather be sat at home. I'll be honest. I'd rather be sat at home eating cheese with the telly on, even if it's shit. I just can't. No, I'm out.
Eating cheese. Can we put a pin in that? Eating cheese. Have you done that baked brie with peach jam yet?
No, peach jam. Is that a thing?
Oh, my God. Yeah, so you get... I did it with a camembert because it was just for me. Tim had gone out and I was in on my own. Just a little camembert to myself.
Wait. You did yourself a camembert? Oh, a small one?
Yes, I did.
Well
I did,
done.
Yes, a little small camembert.
This is why we're friends.
And you cut a little cross in the top and then you put some peach jam in and some almonds.
I've stuffed all sorts in a camembert, but I've never ever put peach jam in it. I did put some honey in the other day. That was nice.
Stop it with your honey, stop it with your garlic, get some peach jam and some almonds, get it in your oven. And I've got a little baking camembert pot and I just sat with the bread and the wine. Oh, it was
so fancy.
Yeah, delicious.
That sounds actually, very fancy as well. Almonds.
Let's talk about what you do in December. What I did this... I'm sorry, I've got a cat approaching now. I started Christmas food a little bit early and I had panettone for breakfast this morning. I sent you a little message, didn't I? That was delicious.
You did.
But let's talk
about
jealous. What you do in December. I love your little... how you get through with your little treats.
Yeah, so actually that started the year that we moved here because we were so bloody cold and bloody miserable. And we were like, what the hell have we done living in this house where we can see light through the roof, we can see daylight, and there are holes in everything, and the heating doesn't work, and the boiler is outside in a barn, and it used to run on solid fuel, and it'd been converted to oil, and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it was dire. And so what I did was I started to bring a little Christmas treat home. It started off, it wasn't every night, to be fair, but then as the pace picked up and everybody jumped on board, I was like, right, brilliant, because I'm a Labrador. I've got Labrador tendencies. I can eat literally nonstop. You always say this about me anyway.
You can eat three taters more than a pig. I love going out with exactly. you because you're not one of these women who are like, oh, watch me wait. Well, I better not have a pudding. You want to eat. If you're going out, you want to eat and you can eat a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a celebration, yeah. I think. Eating is a celebration. Well, it's everything.
It is.
I don't live to eat. I eat to live. No, same. I don't. Yeah, what is it? You eat to live, but I live to eat. Yeah, that's it. Same. So in December, what I like to do, so that I can get as much Christmas fodder into my face as possible, yeah. none of this like saving things for Christmas Eve and none then having that. 3 days to get no. it all down. Absolutely no. no way. You're never going to achieve that. Stop it.
It's impossible.
What we need to do is, you've been doing this for the last 2 years as well. Actually, you put a different slant on it the other year because you wrote it all down and put it in a jar, didn't
we
you?
We did.
Every night, we in our house have a Christmas food stroke treat. So that might be mince pies with brandy cream, or it might be Yule log, or it might be baked cheese, or it might be a nip of pork, or a special cranberry top pork pie. And I mean, some of them, sausages. Obviously, the kids don't involve themselves with sticky sausages. What else? Snowballs.
What else?
Panettone. Also, trifle shots. How amazing are the trifle shots?
I love them. So I tried to do this Advent Christmas thing last year. But the thing is, after I've eaten my tea, I'm too full to eat again.
It's not good enough.
I'm not a supper person. Hard enough. I'm not trying hard enough. I could. Do I need to eat less for my tea?
Well, I mean, either that or eat your tea earlier so that you've got more room later on. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know how you could ever pass a piece of pork pie.
I have my tea at 5:30 and then I don't really want to eat anything then because I fall asleep. As soon as I sit and watch the telly, I fall asleep in dark. I'm a little hibernating bear.
Well, that's okay. I don't mind you falling asleep, but I will not accept that you can't fit a little Christmas treat in.
Right, so I need to try harder. What other treats?
Celebrations.
That Marks and Spencer's Merry Munch. Oh,
don't even go there, Joe.
Salted. I like a little treat, honey cashew nuts with salt.
But yeah, I'm already a tin of Santa's Very Merry Munch in to the year on the 24th of November.
Christmas started earlier this year. I know we're both on Instagram, aren't we? That's how we met by having interiors accounts. Christmas interiors starts a little bit earlier in Instaland. But this year, I feel it's earlier than ever.
You can't really rate it from Instagram because a lot of the people who are putting Christmas content out there, you know, putting Christmas trees up and these elaborate mantle displays and stair garlands and all the like, they're doing it as paid work. So that's different. And they're doing it as inspiration for other people, which if they'd started to do that on, say, the 10th of December, that's too late, really, for somebody to take inspo from. So I totally get it, but it muddies the waters a little bit because you don't know the difference between the people who are doing it as interiors inspiration or paid work and the ones that are just absolutely Christmas keen. I mean, there was somebody on the school run the other week, I'm not joking, I think it was like, well, it was something like 2 days after bonfire night, there was a Christmas tree in the window.
When I was a little girl, we didn't put our tree up until my brother's birthday, which is like a few days before Christmas. We had to get his birthday out of the way. And that's what most people were like then. But there were this couple at the bottom of the street, and my brother used to have funny little nicknames. He had really funny nicknames for everybody. And he used to call this...
Oh, it's going to be good. This might not be broadcastable. Wait for it.
No, it is broadcastable. There's some that aren't broadcastable. But he used to call this man Sample. He's a right Sample. And it just makes... And I can see he's a right Sample.
Sample of and what?
Just he's a Sample. It was just like a derogatory term. He made things up. He had his own language. So he's a right Sample. So Sample used to put his tree up in November. And we thought it was outrageous. Oh, Sample's got his tree up.
Could his name have been Sample?
No, maybe. Paul, we're only a little boy.
Right, so you didn't actually know him then?
No. He just had really peculiar nicknames for everybody. There's some I'm just trying to think. Can I? No, I can't tell you anything.
Yeah. Well, I think every street or cul-de-sac that we've ever lived on, there's always been a Mrs. Fussy. You know, with the icicle lights. Maybe I'm Mrs. Fussy now. I think I probably am. We used to put our tree up on the 10th of December. I don't know why. I think it was in relation to something like so many days before and so many days after. Is that 12 days before?
See, I'd have thought that were in early 80s, that'd have been early. That'd have been an early goer, yeah.
But personally, now that I'm responsible for my own Christmas decor in my own house, I feel like if I start... The thing is, when I put Christmas decorations up, it probably takes me a week to put to finish. Same. Yeah.
It's not just a tree on top of telly anymore, right? Is it? And one string of lights.
Therefore, if I start on the 10th, I'd still be going on the 20th, which nobody needs. By that point, I need to wrap a mountain of Christmas presents. I'm not an organised Christmas person. I just want to put that out there. I have become more organised over the years. So I'm seriously considering going and getting our Christmas tree this weekend.
I like to put mine, this is my new normal, right at the beginning of December, because I'm not religious, but it's not a religious celebration for me, it's a social celebration. So I want to keep my Christmas beginning of December, Boxing Day, they're gone. I've had enough. I want them down by New Year, because they've been up for so long.
I'm always so impressed. I'm always so impressed by people that have them down on Boxing Day. I just don't know. You must have the energy after all that Christmas dinner. Who wants to be ragging Christmas shit around on Boxing Day? Not me.
You might find I'm exaggerating slightly, because I do. They're probably not coming down on Boxing Day, because Boxing Day we're just lying around watching films. But they're always down by New Year.
I think the other thing that needs to be mentioned here is actually it's poor team ragging that Christmas tree out of your fucking room. Yeah. Let's just put our cards on the table.
He's not happy.
Yeah, whereas I'm a one-man band. They go up. Everybody tuts and sighs because, you know, it just goes on forever. But then I've got to say, they're generally happy by the end and, you know, thrilled with the end result. But then when I start taking them down, I actually get really grumpy. But another thing that I've cottoned onto in the last few years, and I know that you did this last year as well, storage boxes, proper labelled storage boxes. Everything is put away properly, labelled, and it makes it so much easier. I've started buying my wrapping paper in December. No, January, in the January sales, after New Year. And then
I sound like my grandma Gavigan. She used to do that and get her cards as well.
Oh, no. Well, if I bought cards, I'd forget I had them and end up duplicating them, and then it's a false economy, isn't it?
Do you still send Christmas cards?
I am slowly managing to wean off. I mean, the only people that I'm sending Christmas cards to are the ones that have probably not got many more years in them, let's just say,
old
that would
people.
Take serious offence to not getting a Christmas card. That's not just serious offence, but actually be like, probably don't speak to me. I can't. The only time that we see each other is Christmas and funerals and weddings, and there's getting fewer and fewer Christmas weddings and christenings, mainly funerals now. And you know, they don't speak to me for 364 days of the year. But if they didn't get a Christmas card from me, they would be worried that something had happened.
They'd
to
be
me.
Ringing up. I don't have much family left now, as you know, and I decided that I'm not sending cards anymore because all my family are no longer with us. But Tim decided that he wanted to send them. He says, I think we should still send them. And I says, well, you get on with it then. So he sends a few to his old relations, and he writes one out for me to Jeff Smith, because that's the only person I still send a card to.
Jeff Smith? Is that even Jeff real? Smith, have you just made boss. That up?
No, it's my old boss, Jeff Smith. He used to be in a skiffle band in Leeds, and he talks like that. He rings me up on house phone and he talks like that. So I still send him a card.
Who rings on a house phone? If my house phone
Jeff
rings...
Smith.
Jeff Smith. Jeff Smith. I've unplugged mine now. We don't even have one.
I know, when it's ringing, it's even my Auntie Andrea doesn't ring on house phone. She rings me on WhatsApp now. Nobody rings me on...
So Jeff's got his own hotline to Hardcastle Towers.
Yes. It's...
Oh, the phone's ringing, it's okay, it's only Jeff.
It's Jeff Smith. And he's well into his 80s as a right old man.
I love that.
But he only ever rings up. I love him. He rings up when he wants to organise a reunion. Are we getting all lasses together? Are we getting... He held his neck like that.
Why does he hold his neck? Has he got a tracheotomy?
He's had some kind of operation, so he's got like a hole
there. Oh, no, he
hasn't. And he has to cover it up to talk.
Oh, wow.
And he goes... So we can, yes, just a minute, I'm putting phone down because I can't write an old phone at the same time.
Oh my goodness, he sounds like a right character.
He's amazing. So he only ever rings up when he wants to get all girls together. He still calls me girls.
I bet he does. But yeah, back to the Christmas cards. I think I've managed to whittle it down to about 15. I always say that I'm going to go early and get them posted off. In fact, do you ever remember me telling you about my auntie, the one that sent me the snotty message inside my Christmas card? So it was like, season's greetings, sending all the best love and wishes to you and the family for Christmas, yada, yada, yada. Lots of love from, I won't say who it is, but if she listens, she'll know it was her, to be fair. But, so please don't listen. I'm sorry.
She won't now, to get on a podcast. Actually. She will.
She will. Yeah. No. I think she probably would. But I mean, she's on Facebook.
Aren't they all aunties?
She put this like passive aggressive message inside my Christmas card, sent with best wishes. By the way, you get the address wrong every year. This is our address. This is our postcode, and the card that you send ends up going all around wherever it is that they live. It never usually gets to us till February, so I stopped sending one.
And she'll think that it's just lost.
I just thought, well, do you know what?
Genius.
Poke it. Yeah, so I don't send her one anymore. Okay. So that's one less off my Christmas card list. But how much is a stamp?
I don't know. But my friend Jane always sends my card next door, and I've never told her, so she's listening. Two down. Sort it out.
The thing is, if you're not sending cards, you can't put a passive-aggressive message in Jane's card about sending it next door, can you? So, you know.
John always has to bring it round every year.
I know, but I bet John quite likes that. Well, speaking of things going to the wrong house, I've got a pair of Converse trainers somewhere. I don't know where they are.
That aren't yours?
No. I've paid for some Converse trainers for Kitty, and they registered as delivered. It pinged up. I got this email to say they'd been delivered. And I thought, well, I'll wait a few days and they'll turn up. Somebody will bring them to the house. Nobody's brought them, Joanne. Nobody's brought them.
We're allowed to swear. Is this a non-swearing podcast? Because we're going to struggle, aren't we?
I mean, I swear a lot, as you know.
Well, I've got something exciting happening because I had a parcel delivered from Charlotte Tilbury the other week.
Oof, you what?
I don't know how I found it because they just threw it over the fence and it was like wet in garden. I found it and I brought it in house. But then I've had a text message today saying, we're going to deliver your Charlotte Tilbury parcel tomorrow. I've not ordered anything else. So I'm hoping that it's not a scam and I'm getting two sets of Charlotte Tilbury.
Flipping it.
Would I admit to it?
Well, that's the kind of thing that if you don't admit to it. I mean, but having said that, no, scratch that. Who are you going to ring? You're going to ring Charlotte and say, sorry, Charlotte, this has been delivered in error. Yeah, Charlotte, darling. This has been delivered in error. Can you take it back?
I'm not going to lie. I'm excited to see what comes. I keep waiting for postman to come.
Oh, I hope it's something good. Oh, do you think it might be the advent calendar?
Oh, to be continued.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tune back in next week and find out what Charlotte sent me.
Well, do you know what? This actually comes down to something really, really important as well in December, I think, which is self-care.
Mm-hmm.
So I, last year, splashed out, and it is a splash out, on a beauty calendar. And it was honestly the best thing. Can you hear them? Can you hear the leaf blower?
Yes,
yeah,
sucker.
Yeah, still going, right outside the bedroom window. I splashed out on a beauty calendar, and it was the best thing I've done ever. Every day in December, open that little door, get a little treat for yourself every day.
That's a bit like the chocolate bar in the car, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a present from Wendy to Wendy.
Exactly.
Just for you.
Except it makes your skin look good, which arguably chocolate might not.
I do like an advent calendar, but I'm going to put this out there. Some of the stuff I'm not going to use, there are only a few items that I like. And then I've got a bag of like little bits hanging around.
Well, I've used all mine. Dean shares mine with me. We go through it.
Is
yeah,
it just skincare?
Yeah.
Because it's when it's body lotion. I'm not one for a tube of body lotion. I'm not that bothered.
Yeah, well, Kitty, she quite likes using my lotions and potions as well. So she'll pick up on things and take it. But yeah, I'm an advocate of a beauty advent calendar. And that's what I've bought everybody for their birthday, because I've got loads of birthdays this month. So I bought our eldest daughter one for her birthday. Tick. My sister one. Tick.
Oh, aren't you good?
Kitty's got one. Grace, our middle daughter, she's got a Pokemon one. So she gets Pokemon every day. So
You've reminded me, advent calendars... since mine were little, they've had like a material one that I hang up on the door, and I put little chocolates in it. They've had the same one 23 years now. It's in a lockup. It's in a lockup 3 miles away. I'm going to have to go and get that out, aren't I? And my eldest is 23 and she still gets a Christmas stocking. You never started it, did you?
No, it's a trend that I'm really glad I didn't jump on the back of. It's probably the only one I've not jumped on the back of. But I'm glad I never.
How long am I going to keep that? I like doing it. How long will I keep it up, do you think?
Do you know what? I think you've just hit the nail on the head. If it's something that you enjoy doing, why should you stop? Why should you worry about stopping? Yeah.
I've got her an advent calendar as well.
Let's face it, our eldest children are getting into like the territory where soon, maybe in the next 10 years, 5 to 10 years, we might have baby, like grandkids, and then you just get to start all over again.
Oh, I can't wait. Imagine, look how little eyes lit up then.
Babies. Some little babies. Like, I don't want one of my own.
Oh, God, no.
My womb is retired, officially.
No. We're getting to, because I'm a foster carer. So our young person is getting to an age where she would normally leave foster care, but she's going to stay with us. And the fostering team keeps saying, do you want another one? And I'm like, no. Absolutely not. I do not want to do that again. And that's no reflection
on her.
No.
That's no reflection on her, but that is just, there is just no way that you could do that.
I'm not doing it again. Oh, just for respite. Do you want to take a little one for respite? No. No. You get to an age, don't you, and you don't want to be doing all that over and over again.
Well, not just that, but let's face it, you're just too busy moving surfers around and taking photos for Instagram.
I've moved on now. Yeah. I used to be like, good.
Imagine having to childproof your house again now, which you will, but you will though. You will though for grandkids. You will. I can't believe that we're on the date that we're on, we're talking about Christmas and we've actually digressed over to grandkids now.
And I am a little bit older than you, quite a little bit older than you, but our daughters are about the same age, aren't they? We're like the same stage with children.
I've already told Molly I'll kill her. I'll absolutely kill her if she gets pregnant at like any time before her 30s. That's only like based on my own experience.
Oh, I think 25, 26, that's a nice age.
I think that's quite early in today's day and age.
I suppose it's because they've got, and especially like my daughter's been to university, and I think with her friends, the ones who've been to university tend to have them a bit later because you've missed like 3 or 4 years of your, you're about 3 or 4 years behind socially, aren't you? Financially. So it tends
financially. And surely when you've dedicated that amount of time to your education, you then need to throw yourself into a career or onto that career path. And we all know as women, like, let's not even get started on the patriarchy again, like menopause, shelf it. Patriarchy, shelve it.
I've got a fact that I want to put in at this point. I nearly shared this on Instagram the other day, but I were a day late. So the 15th of November in this country is the day that women work for free because of the pay gap. It's called Equal Pay Day. So the gap between men and women's pay, we stop earning money on the 15th of November and we work for free.
I don't.
How bad is that?
I never knew that.
True story. Yeah, true story.
That's shocking. Absolutely shocking.
Shit, isn't
it?
It's shocking, isn't it?
Yeah. Not good. Not good at all. So, yeah,
bringing the mood.
Speaking of what you shared on Instagram, I noticed that you mentioned about not dropping a dress size for Christmas, and I was like, I was on the Peloton at the time.
No, because I think
to drop a dress size for Christmas,
it's a struggle, isn't it? We're fed up. We've both talked to Jules, aren't we? The life cut. The nutritionalist, Jules.
Nutritionist,
and it's about getting your head in the right space with food and not getting taken in by the diet industry, because it's every year it sells us you've got to drop a dress size, and then the horrible diet starts in January. I just want to get in a place where everything's all right, you know, a place of normality. It's not gonna happen.
I'm just
gonna grow fat and old disgracefully. What did you have for your lunch?
I've not had any lunch.
Why have you not had any lunch?
And this is in no way related to me trying to drop a dress size. I just want to point that out. We've got this viewing tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock in the morning. So I've just been cleaning. So yeah, I totally missed lunch. But don't you worry, I'm going to be making up for it at tea time.
That makes me laugh because you got a message from me because I've been cleaning up this morning. I was mopping the kitchen floor and there's a knock at the back door and I thought it was a parcel. I opened it and it was my auntie and my face visibly dropped. I was like, I'm really sorry. You can't come in. I'm too busy. I wouldn't let her in my house.
Oh, my goodness. I need some of your balls. That's what I need.
Yeah, because she was dropping Tim a card off, and then she did come in. She went, is that your skip outside? I said, yeah, it's for my basement. She says, what are you having done with your basement? I thought, oh, here we go again. She forgets everything I ever tell her. and you have to explain everything from beginning again. So she needed to come downstairs and have a look around the basement, and I could not. And then she didn't know which door she was going out of. She was stood by the wrong door, and she's like, "You don't go out that way." And I'm like, "You do. It's my house."
No, honestly,
she was insisting that you went out of the door. But yeah, I did try and turn her away. I didn't make her a cup of tea.
Well, at least you tried.
Yeah, and I said, I'm sorry. I came back upstairs and I was washing up while I was talking to her. I said, I'm sorry, yeah. I do need to get on.
I'm going to have to get on. I've just given myself anxiety thinking about what I've still got left to do. Actually, this has just brought it to a head for me. So it's been lovely chatting to you. I've got things to do. I'm just going to take a leaf out of your book now and do what you did to your auntie.
Was it something I said?
I think you need to leave and I need to get on. I'm far too busy to talk to you now. I've got shit to do.
I've had, I fully agree with that because it's getting dark and I've got shit to do as well. But I've really enjoyed chatting to you.
Oh, thanks, Jo.
Yeah, it's been really nice. It's been just like having a nice phone conversation with you. We should do it more often.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
In fact, speaking of that, doing it more often, shall we do it more often?
Shall we? Yeah.
So this, should we call it, this is the pilot episode, isn't it? This is a pilot episode.
Yeah. We're not going to be pilots.
God forbid. You've been in the car with me.
I mean, Jordan, they're left and right. Honestly, that is... I'm going to have an anxiety dream about that tonight. I've never, ever been in a car with somebody who has to hold up their hand to work out which way they're pulling onto a roundabout before.
I'm a good driver. Like, turn left. Especially now I've done my speed awareness course. I'm a really good driver. So, we're not going to be pilots, but this is a pilot episode. You're probably going to get another pilot episode this side of Christmas. And then we're going to go away and what are we going to do, Wendy?
Well, we're going to attempt to be podcasters, yeah. I think, aren't we? Because we just love talking shit,
yeah,
absolute
we're
shit,
good at it.
All
we're
the time.
We're really good at talking shit.
And we've decided that the next step away, not away from Instagram, but along from Instagram.
A side step.
Is,
outside Instagram.
Yeah, a side step. Is to, yeah, just share the inner workings of our minds.
About winging it, about styling it out. And we're going to go away in January and we're going to get together. A lovely...
We're going to learn.
We're going to learn. Learn. I did a whole accent there, did you get it? Learn.
It sounded more Liverpudlian, I think.
What do I say in Liverpudlian? Never mind your quilt. What about your curtains? That's all I can say.
Oh.
Anyway, we're going to go away and we're going to learn. And in January, you can have a brand spanking new podcast. So...
I can't wait.
In the meantime, what do we have to say? Like, subscribe.
Please share a review.
Share and review.
If you've enjoyed it.
Enjoyed it.
Tell your friends, tell your family. If you want a bit of Yorkshire love injecting. Oh, that
you
sounds
went a
wrong.
A bit far there, Wendy. I never signed up for that.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry, I take it back.
Watch out for pilot episode number 2. And we'll see you all soon. Right, go on, Wendy.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.